In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Dan Menigan is here. So is Meredith Kane. She's hanging out. Kevin Stefanski, 1 o'clock, his press conference. Any words of wisdom we're going to hear from him?
I feel bad for the guy.
Does it feel like it's over?
We'll get it fixed.
Does it feel like, how many Browns fans think it's over for Kevin Stefanski?
I would think a majority. I would think 2 out of 3 Browns fans. You know, and Andy, here's the thing. Despite what you might think about what Kevin is as a coach, if you don't like him, okay, I get it. I do like him, but I don't think the coaching staff has done a good job overcoming a bad roster. And I think they could do
How
better
do you
than
do
they've
that,
done.
Though? I mean, it does sound
know.
Interesting.
I don't
even
know.
Like, as those words are coming out, you're like, I don't think the coaching staff's done a good job with a bad roster. It's like, what would be a good job with a bad roster?
You know what happens when coaches don't overcome bad rosters?
They get fired.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm talking about. If he had been, you know, given chicken you know what this year and made chicken liver out of it, well, by God, you're bringing him back.
Wait, where does chicken salad come into play?
And if you brought in, you give him chicken you know what, and he's playing like chicken you know what, well, those guys usually pay the price, especially when they're coming off a 3-win season. And I hate to see it. You know, it's a it's not just a this year thing. It's a last year thing too.
Yeah.
And the fact that we've had 2 of these years in a row just doesn't bode well for a coaching staff. I don't care if you think the guys can coach or not. Coaches don't survive back-to-back years like this, regardless of circumstances. You know, I think the circumstances are beyond Kevin's control. And if he doesn't take the hit for it, I'll be surprised. And that said, I don't think they've done a great job.
I'm trying to go back to a point in time where things took a left turn when you needed to take a right. That was Deshaun.
Tell me, Wilford Brimley.
Well, don't you think?
Going back.
That was Deshaun. And then I think the ultimate turn on this thing to make it go the wrong way was for I don't know why I believe this, but I just, when they traded Flacco, it was a game changer. And I just feel like everything kind of...
It told you a lot about what they're thinking this season, didn't it, Andy?
Yeah, but it didn't...
It left you with 2 rookie quarterbacks.
It didn't make me think that Kevin was going to be on the bus when it drives past this season, made that move.
You know why? Because you kind of thought, okay, they're trusting Kevin to bring along 2 rookie quarterbacks and groom them for next year, and let's see if we have something. But it's gone so poorly that I don't know how a coaching staff survives this. And if they do, then there's a big picture here that will become, I think, clear if they survive it.
Jeff is in North Carolina. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for taking the call. I love your show.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, a couple things. The first one drives me nuts is the Deshaun Watson thing. We catch so much heat for doing it. there were four other teams willing to do it. Jimmy just outbid them in the end. Absolutely roll the dice. You got to do it again and hope it works out. It didn't. So, all right, let's move forward. I love Shador Sanders. I think this kid's going to be a really, really good player. I'm going into next year as him as QB1. I'm keeping Deshaun on my roster as the backup. The old guy mentor, they seem to have a good relationship. You know, use him as the wildcat quarterback every now and again if you'd like. And I'm drafting the dog out of a couple offensive linemen and a wide receiver with our first three picks. Your thoughts?
I can buy every bit of that, Jeff. Honestly, right now, I look at what this is and I think, does this team need a quarterback? Yeah, the team needs a quarterback. Could that guy be here still and developing? Maybe. Maybe it's Shador. You know, you've got Watson like under contract. I would personally go bring in a veteran free agent and add them to this mix. I don't know what you're going to do with Dylan. You know, Dylan looks like he's been beat out by Shador, and I'm guessing the people in the building still like Dylan Gabriel. So I don't know what you do. Maybe you add a veteran to the mix. You bring those four guys back, let them battle it out, and make Shador your starter going in, you know, into training camp. And if he loses the job, he loses the job, and put your assets into everything else.
Yeah, I agree. And coach, I think Kevin is you know, just, he's in a really difficult situation. A man can coach. Again, arguably and statistically, one of the best we've ever had in our, storied history with the Browns. You know, having said that, man, it is really difficult to overcome this. I will make one final point. If we do go into next year with Shador, I think bringing Kevin back would be wise for this one reason. Shador's only had his father in his head his entire life. He's not had any other coaches in his life from middle school all the way through the draft. Kevin's the first new one, and I'd like to have him, if he's going to be our guy, which I hope he is. I really like the kid. I think he's going to be great for us. I'd really like to have Kevin at least get one more year in his ear, just from a continuity. The system stays the same and allow this kid to flourish.
It's an interesting take. Thank you, Jeff, in North Carolina. It's the first time I think I've heard anyone say, I want Kevin around next year with Shador.
You know, Andy, I can sit here, and if you ask me, can I see him back here next year and improving this football team? I can tell you, yeah. I just don't think coaches survive this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly,
I think the guy's the NFL.
I think the guy's a good football coach, and I think he'll go somewhere else eventually and be good, and do a nice job. And I love his demeanor for bringing along a young quarterback. I think it's perfect. You know, and I think he would do a good job of it. But this team needs more talent, especially on the offensive side of the ball. And my fear is that the coach is going to take the hit. And it's hard not to understand that based on three wins followed up by whatever this is going to be. Coaches don't survive that.
Randy is in Tampa. Hey, Randy.
Randy, you with us?
Randy.
Thanks, Randy.
All right, we'll give Randy a shot. Gave Randy the shot. So we'll, this way we'll go to...
But you don't have to make that decision yet, guys. That's the other part of this.
What, the Kevin decision?
Yeah. You got three games left. If Shedeur Sanders comes out and starts to look good under Kevin Stefanski and you start racking up games,
and shouldn't
this
that
make
be,
sense?
And shouldn't that be a credit to Kevin?
Yeah. Then all of a sudden you can make this decision and go, hey, I really like how Kevin Stefanski has worked with Shedeur Sanders. Maybe we should roll this back.
I mean, I don't know how it's going to look good when you're playing with one offensive lineman you plan on going in the season. I just don't know how it's going to look good.
I don't.
And I'm just, I mean, I sit here and I look at the numbers.
Well, that's where they haven't overcome it.
Your wide receivers have like almost zero impact in the game.
Andy, I'm sitting in a spot. I got two games where my rookie quarterback looked good, and I got two games where my rookie quarterback looked bad.
Yeah.
So what is that number going to look like at the end of the season? Like, that's my whole thing with all of this. It's
what does it need? So go back to what Mary Kay said, where it sounded like Mary Kay, for the first time, believed that they can go in a different direction in the draft next year by making Shedeur the man.
You're going to hate me. I'm not answering that question because I don't have to. I don't have to answer that
when
question
do you
right
have
now.
To answer that question?
I got to answer that question at the end of the season. I've got
are
three
doing
more games
it after,
of data.
Are you doing it after you evaluate quarterbacks?
I've got three more games of data that I can pack in. I mean, I'm going to evaluate quarterbacks as we speak. Indiana is sitting in the college football playoff. We'll see them going up against the top tier talent. Lenore Sellers looks like he's already finding his way back to college.
Yeah, he's
talking
going
name,
back.
Image,
he's
and
going
likeness.
Back.
Yep.
To go back there. Dante, it sounds like Moore is going to be the same exact way. You know, that Oregon will have him come back to there. Ty Simpson, it's sounding like he might transfer.
I haven't heard that about Moore. Is that the latest?
That's the latest on there, is that they're talking to him possibly about coming back for another year.
And see, this is why, Andy, you could do a lot worse than build up the rest of the team, bring back the three guys. Heck, bring back the four guys you have at quarterback. If you don't think you want to go sign, you know, a free agent to fill out the quarterback group, bring back Bailey Zappe. Bring the four of them back and put somebody out there. I mean, Dylan, I thought, was making progress. It was slow, but I thought he was making some progress. Shedeur has made some progress. Has it been really fast? Looked good against Tennessee, but Tennessee's lousy. Didn't look as good against the Bears. Well, nobody else did either. I mean, it's you'll get a much better evaluation of Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders if you put some talent around them next year.
I don't have to make this decision yet.
No, you don't.
So that's why
you do need to make the coach decision by the day after the season ends, or the week in the week after the season ends.
Agreed. Which is
that
four
has
weeks
to be
away.
Made.
Not 3 weeks. Three and change.
Here's
we'll call three and change.
Does Jimmy even step out and talk at the end of the year?
He should.
You think he will?
If they move on from the coach, he will.
Yeah, I would agree.
If they move on from the general manager, will he?
He has to.
Yes.
I mean, he'd be it. Buck stops there.
Well, he'd be the guy that comes out and introduces the new general manager and says,
I would think he would come out and talk.
I don't know. I mean, when Randy was here, Randy never talked, right?
Well, that was Randy.
Well, what
we
is
all
it?
Knew he, Randy's deal.
They have to be available during camp and then at the winter. It's not the winter meetings, whatever they call them. The owner's meetings. That's it. Those are the two times they have to be available. And the owner's meeting is always the one that he doesn't do with cameras in front of him or anything like that. He just talks to the print media, and then during camp, he does one in front of the media.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's true. NFL rule.
That you have to do it once at camp?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe that is the rule.
Or if you're Jerry Jones, once a day.
Yep.
Yeah, that's not a bad deal. Actually, maybe it is a bad deal. It's too much.
I think it's what everybody hates, is that we're just going to have to exist in this world of like, okay, Shedeur Sanders looked really bad. The Browns offense looked really bad in this one. Okay, let's see what it looks like against Buffalo. Let's get as much data as humanly possible before we make any kind of a decision.
Can I ask you one question?
Sure, then we got to go to break.
Yeah, I know. It's do you put any credibility into what we've seen rank-wise out of Shedeur so far? Like I mentioned, he's got the lowest completion percentage in the NFL. Does that mean anything?
Jeff, I don't think it's going to matter to Shedeur fans because Shedeur fans don't care that where he got drafted. So do you think a ranking is going to make a difference?
I don't know.
Care.
You know, and
fans don't care.
The numbers say there's plenty of room for growth. How's that, Andy?
I agree. Let's go in
plenty
the right
of room
direction
for growth.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. You think the guys are still playing hard? Somebody said something about this in the locker room yesterday. We'll play that for you when we come back. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.